Chapter 7. Nori and Elliot walked with Mitali, Anemone, and Fred back to the cabins. Once they were back in human form, Anemone and Fred turned out to be twins, with large brown eyes, teeth in braces, and similar upturned noses. Like Mitali, they wore sweatpants and t-shirts.
"We have to go change for dinner," said Mitali.
She and Anemone turned toward the girls' cabins across the meadow.
"How come?" Nori asked, waving as Elliot and Fred headed to the boys' buildings.
"Uniforms," said Mitali. "Our headmaster's really strict. For athletics, we wear track clothes, but for all meals, we have to wear jackets and white shirts."
"Everything neat and clean," said Anemone.
"It's a private boarding school."
Nori shrugged. Her brother and sister went to a place like that. Sage Academy, where her father worked. They wore uniforms, too.
"I can wait while you change."
The yard near the cabins was empty. Nori did a couple of cartwheels on the grass as she was waiting. She was relieved these new kids were so accepting, even though that was no guarantee that their classmates would be. When Mitali and Anemone came out of the cabin, they wore crisp gray skirts, black Mary Janes, white blouses, and blue blazers embroidered with a logo. Nori looked a little closer. It was the logo of Sage Academy. Father's school.
"What? No."
Nori's stomach dropped.
"Your headmaster. He's not here with you, is he?"
"Sure he is," said Mitali. "He always goes on the first-year student overnight."
"Oh, yeah," Nori thought, remembering the tradition.
"In fact, we better run," said Anemone. "Snorris is really mean when people are late."
"Snorris?"
The two Sage Academy girls took off running in the direction of the cafeteria.
"Come on, Nori," shouted Mitali. "Let's zoom."
Nori followed slowly. Father was here. She wasn't sure she wanted to see him. When Nori reached the cafeteria, Anemone had already gone in. Mitali was waiting at the door.
"Come with me," she said, grabbing Nori's hand. "I want to introduce you to our headmaster."
"Actually, I'm not sure that's a good idea," said Nori.
The last time she'd seen Father, it had not gone well. At all.
"Huh? Sure it is," Mitali said.
They bypassed the line for food and crossed the cafeteria to the table where Stone Horace sat. He wore a corduroy blazer and tan trousers. A napkin covered his lap. Nori could see his close-cropped, graying hair and his strong, familiar jaw. He looked the same as ever. Next to him was a line of nervous-looking fifth graders in blue jackets. Nori knew they were waiting to shake his hand before they sat down with their trays of food. Mitali walked fearlessly to the front of the line.
"Mitali!" boomed Dr. Horace, rising from his seat and clapping Mitali's shoulder. "How's my double talent threat? Did kitten ball practice go well?"
"Very well, sir," Mitali said. "I want you to meet my new friend, Nori. She's even fiercer at kitten ball than I am."
She elbowed Nori in the ribs and grinned.
"Well, maybe."
Father turned to Nori. His expression changed. Nori had been there all along, and yet it seemed as if he was only now noticing his own daughter standing next to him.
"Nori. Hello, my dear."
He leaned down as if to hug her, then seemed to think better of it and reached out his big palm for her to shake.
It's good to see you. I had no idea Dunwoodle would be sharing our time at Dragonhaven."
"I didn't know either," said Nori in a small voice.
"Mitali, Nori is my daughter,"
Father said. Mitali's mouth fell open.
"You're Eleanor Horace? Dahlia's sister?"
"Hard to believe, I know," Nori said under her breath.
"And in need of a clean-up, I would say," Dr. Horace pronounced. "You know to wash up before dinner, Nori. There's a spot on your shirt."
Yes, sir, Nori said. Excuse me, sir.
She turned around and hurried to the bathroom. There she scrubbed her hands with the rough paper towels until her skin stung. She tried to clean the spot out of her shirt and use the elastic on her wrist to pull her hair back into a ponytail. When Nori returned to the dining hall, Mitali was next to Father with her tray of food. His face was alight with pride. Mitali was smiling. Nori had planned to go back to Father's table. He was her father, after all, and she'd cleaned up just to please him. But now, she didn't want to. She turned her back on them and went to sit with her UDM friends.